Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96, we do got your back. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking, heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey fam and friends, hey, welcome to Coach P's Perspective, where coaching, inspiration, and faith collide. This is your host, Coach Chad Parks, and thank you for joining me today. I'm a college All-American wrestler, coach, and the author of the best-selling book, Game Changing Moves. This background has allowed me to train elite athletes, coaches, and high performers from all walks of life. So if you need a pick-me-up, a kick in the pants, or a coach in your corner, I got you right here on Coach P's Perspective. Let's go. Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. So you can go to trueclassictees.com, trueclassictees.com. True Classic, you're going to find the best t-shirts, hoodies, joggers, sweatpants, jackets, you name it. All their clothes fit phenomenal. They look good. So if you're looking to get a new outfit, hey, if you just want to rock the best tees in the world, then you need to go to trueclassictees.com. And right now you can use the discount code, which is CoachP25. CoachP25, that'll get you a 25% discount for all of your True Classic clothing. This is one of my favorite t-shirt companies. I rock their gear. It feels good. Very particular about what I wear, how it feels, how it looks. And this meets all those qualifications. TrueClassicTees.com. Use the code CoachP25. All right. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Perspective Podcast with Coach P. I am pumped. Today I have on Evan Ritt. So, a little bit about Evan's background. Evan was a national champion hockey player, D1 hockey player. He was a professional hockey player, and he is the current CEO, founder of a company that I'm excited to try. My shoes are actually coming in tomorrow, but a company called Tolos, which is a newer shoe in sort of the barefoot shoe market. And I'll let Evan talk about that more later. But Evan, man, thank you for taking the time to jump on.
What's up, Chad? Thanks for having me, man. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So, hey, well, let's do this. Let's, everybody listening, let's kind of give me your background. So where you grew up at, sports, and then, of course, being a great hockey player. Tell us a little bit about your hockey journey.
Yeah, no problem. So my name is Evan Ritt. I grew up in Lakewood, Colorado. Where are you at, actually?
I'm in Topeka, Kansas.
Topeka, Kansas. No way. There used to be a hockey team there called the Roadrunners that I played for one time.
Okay, yeah, but some Roadrunners games.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I played hockey, and in that journey, I played junior hockey, and that was that's where the Topeka team is. But I ended up playing at DU, and I wasn't the best player. I was never a huge top prospect. But I was always a good player, and I was always doing things the right way, and just sort of an underdog, and ended up playing at DU, which is one of the best college hockey programs. Walked on there, grinded my way to a spot, and then my senior year we won a national championship, and that was one of the most impactful experiences for me, just being on a team like that, where there's world-class talent, not only the players, but the coaches, the culture, just learning how to do things the right way. And so then I was super lucky because I was on that team. I was a role player and a good teammate, but I wasn't an NHL prospect. But because our team was so good, and because I had learned so much by playing with those players and being in that system, I got the opportunity to play in Europe. So I played a couple seasons in Europe at like a mid-level. I played in the French League and in the English League, those are not juggernauts of the hockey world, but they're in Champions League. It's pretty good hockey. And it's really for the experience. But really for myself, I just wanted to have the experience and set myself up to to have a good life after. I knew I wasn't going to be playing in the NHL and I wasn't going to be making career money, and so I needed to do something else. So I went into those 2 seasons really wanting to prepare myself. And so I got really into a lot of health and wellness stuff, similar to how you said that that's where you are, being an athlete yourself. And then it's just an easy transition. And we had gotten barefoot shoes when I was training at school. My trainer got us New Balance Minimus, and they were amazing and we loved them, but they didn't look good. And so I was always kind of on the hunt for them. And then when I started to learn more about health and wellness, it just kind of kept coming up. People were talking about barefoot shoes or just anything really with foot health, rolling out your feet, anything stability wise. And then as I was training in, especially in my off ice stuff, I was just really interested in the mechanics of everything. Like I was always trying to, because, and I think part of that's because I was never really the biggest guy. And so I always sort of had to look for an extra advantage. And so if I could move better, then that would give me an advantage. And especially being a wrestler, I mean, the geometry of wrestling is one of the most interesting parts. I'm starting to get into jiu-jitsu, and that's what is really interesting to me. But yeah, so I was hearing about barefoot shoes and interested in barefoot shoes and had tried barefoot shoes, but similar to your story with them, I couldn't find a pair that I really liked. And for an athlete, that a pair that first and foremost performed really well, that was my main concern. But then also one that just looked good and looked cool, and that I felt good wearing, look good, feel good. So I sat in the market for years. I started seriously thinking about this in probably 2017, 2018, and Vivo was pretty much the only option, Vivo Barefoot. And they're an amazing company. But it's, I just wanted more options. And so I sat and sat and sat and eventually just decided that each of these companies that were in the market weren't going to come into the lane that I wanted. They weren't going to speak to a young athlete. They weren't necessarily focused on the aesthetics. They just weren't catering to what I wanted. Or the companies that were popping up were making critical mistakes from the get-go. So I was like, I just decided, I'm going to go for this. I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I've always wanted to try to do something. I want the independence. I like the idea of being my own boss and having the responsibility on my shoulders. So yeah, I just went for it. It started 2 years ago, and then we launched a couple weeks ago, and it's going really great so far. The reception is I'm sort of in shock of how well they're being received, because I'm so shy in a way to send them out, because I made the shoe basically for myself, and it's a great, I love the shoe, but I wasn't sure if it would land. But talking to somebody like you, it's really reassuring for me that you're like, and you haven't tried the shoe, so you can't you don't have a testament about the performance. And you haven't had it in your hands, so you can't talk about the look 100%. But just to hear that you're thinking about the same things I am, about having a shoe that looks good, performs well, that has these qualities, it helps me a lot. So yeah, so things are going great. And then yeah, just trying to keep building here.
Excellent. So, I love that you said, and I think you're very humble, but when you're talking about your journey in hockey, you just had to keep grinding, keep grinding, keep grinding. And I know that as an entrepreneur, right, or anything that we want to master or get good at in life, that's a huge part of it. Consistency over time, grinding, trying to get really good at what we're doing, being willing to make mistakes along the way in order to improve, all those things that go into it. And then being around great people, great coaches, other great athletes, all that helps you grow. Those same principles go over into the business world as well. But yeah, so for me, and we kind of talked a little bit off camera beforehand, I've been into barefoot shoes for quite a while. I'm in health and fitness, and it seems like sometimes that road leads that way, right? So from the ground up, from the base up, tell us real quick, because maybe some people listening haven't tried any sort of a barefoot shoe or those type of things. Why is it even important? Why have a strong base or get your feet right?
Yeah. So whenever anybody asks me this, I always kind of go in like a million directions, and I've decided to just simplify it. So it is a shoe that's shaped like your foot. And that sounds so simple, but shoes nowadays, over the last 60 or so years, a large part because of the companies like Nike and Adidas, they are not shaped like your feet. So a barefoot shoe has three qualities, a wide anatomical toe box. So most shoes they come to a point in the middle. And I've never really understood why that is. I'm open to hearing a function for it, but it's just thinking about the mechanics of the big toe and how important that is for your push off and everything. It just doesn't make sense to me. And so athletic shoes that come to a point, it's just always baffled me. I've heard a story about they're pointed because back in the 1300s or something, it was a status symbol to have long pointed shoes. And then over time, shoes became more common and accessible. And so that novelty kind of went away. And so the point shrank, but it still stayed in the middle. But I don't quite know. But anyways, okay, so a wide toe box that's anatomically shaped, that's just shaped like a foot, being completely flat, the term that is used in the barefoot world is zero drop. So 0 millimeters of drop from the heel to the toe. And that just puts you in alignment. And that's sort of the philosophy with what the barefoot shoe movement is just trying to put you in as anatomically correct of a position as possible, with the theory being that if you're in that anatomically correct position, that it's the most natural position for you. And so your muscles are like if your heel is elevated, it shortens your calf muscle and it lengthens your soleus, I think. I'm not a big science guy, but you know what I'm saying. So there's the wide toe box, there's the zero drop, and then there's a thin flexible sole. And emphasis on the flexibility there. But I obviously love a thin sole too, but that just lets your foot move correctly and articulate correctly. And that's on the flexibility side. And on the thin side, that's the most intimidating part. That's where, when I started wearing more natural footwear, that's where I had the most intimidation on my own. Was, can I wear this? There's concrete out here. Everybody always talks about cushion and support. I had mental blocks. So the wide toe box was easy. That felt great. The zero drop was no problem. That felt great. But the thin sole gave me some issues. And what I used was an Ultra to transition, which is a really good running shoe brand, which has a wide toe box and zero drop, but there's cushion. But it's the type of thing where your body is really resilient. And within a couple months, and I took it really easy. Within a couple months, I was wearing them 100% of the time. And I always sort of tell people when they're like, can I do this immediately? My story is that it took me a couple months to feel comfortable. My 60-year-old dad, when he started, transitioned in a day. So I know it's intimidating, but you can do it. Your body is resilient. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Every one of those are functions that I value in a shoe. And I wasn't very smart, but thankfully the body is resilient. When I very first transitioned, I just jumped in like, hey, I'm just going to go out running these things every day or whatever, you know? And thankfully I was fairly young at that point, and the body, like you said, is resilient. But
same, I have a bad story with that too. I, I we, 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 so I got my first like Vivo barefoot pair when I was playing in England, because the Vivo store is in London, and my teammates and I had an off weekend and we went to Dublin for St. Patrick's Day, and I was like, oh, I'll just like wear these out for the day. And I ended up wearing them for 9 hours, like partying on St. Patrick's Day, and my feet were so sore the next day. So yeah, I recommend being careful, but if you're not going to be walking around for 9 hours, I think you can do it.
Yeah. And it's amazing how you don't think about the amount of muscles that are in your feet, right? And I told my wife this. I said, I wish I would have taken, not that my feet were all messed up, but I wish I would have taken a picture of my feet before I started using barefoot shoes. And now, like, I feel like my feet are in, like, they've got maybe a little bit wider, stronger looking, like toes are in great alignment. And I don't think that was necessarily the case before. So
Same.
definitely transition of the foot. Yeah.
And especially because I wore skates, and so, and there's this, hockey players are at a real disadvantage too, because there's this myth in hockey that your skates need to be two sizes too small, because that's what Wayne Gretzky did. And so everybody's crushing their feet into these tiny skates. And so I was just following the trend. And so my feet were mangled too, but now they're nice and spread out. I don't have the best feet in the world. I don't have the best mobility, but I'm recovering from decades of playing. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, that's a major issue in shoes. You know, my boys, they play soccer, and soccer shoes are so narrow. And I grew up playing football, and football cleats are so narrow. And but I will tell you this though. Now, there was a time where I wore my wrestling shoes really, really tight. I just felt like it made me faster. And when I was wrestling in college, it gave me some toe issues. So I actually started using the correct size. But I love the way wrestling shoes feel on and off the mat. So a lot of times I would transition from the mat, walk right over to the weight room and lift weights. And I still do that in my wrestling shoes. And they have flexible soles. They're thinner. They feel phenomenal, right? So for me, when I put on barefoot shoes, it feels very similar to a wrestling shoe. And now whenever and I do have a couple pairs of shoes. I wore Ultras for a lot of years, but I do have a couple pairs of shoes that have a cushioned bottom or a more normal bottom. And honestly, it feels kind of weird to me because I can't feel my feet flexing and those type of things in them like I do. And again, maybe this isn't for everybody where they need to transition in slow. But all right, so kind of moving on. Let's real fast, because I don't want to skip past these two things. The name, Tolos, where did the name come from? What was the spark moment for you to come up with the name?
Tolos is, it's probably the weakest part of my brand, to be completely honest. So I spent months, I have a whole spreadsheet built out, I really wanted something that was like alignment based, or like the name of this shoe is the Archetype 1.0, but I wanted the company to be Archetype. I'm a Carl Jung fan, which is like a that's a its own thing. But Archetypes, and that has arch in it too. So I was trying to get it, but there's already Archetype footwear. There's already like alignment footwear. And so I was just having a tough time finding something. I wanted something sole, maybe like either SOLE or SOUL. Soleil means sun in French. And so I was going down that path, but it's just difficult to find something that you can stand on your own. And so I was just looking at like things that sounded good. And it's toe and low. And I really didn't want anything that was too foot specific, because like Vivo Barefoot, they're, or Fieldgrounds, they're stuck with just barefoot shoes. And ultimately I'd like to build this further. I'm not sure what exactly that looks like, but I didn't want to sort of limit myself.
Okay. And honestly, whenever I very first read it, Tolos, that's what I thought, which makes sense. And I'm a big fan of simplicity. So now I will tell you, when you're branding, it is a debate to come up with, you know, what's your brand going to be, right? So when I was naming my podcast, I wrote a book a number of years ago. So coming up with the title of the book, like, man, you come up with a million ideas. You're like, oh, this is awesome. The next day you look at it, you're like, no, I don't like that, you know, and then you go into something else. So now also you have a symbol that is on your hat. Okay, people are listening to this, but it's also the symbol that is on your shoe. So what does the symbol stand for?
So right now we're going through a sort of a rebrand, because I've been looking at the name and the symbol for years now, and I'm a little tired of it, but people are just getting the shoes, so I'm gonna wait on the rebrand for a little bit, but we're working on it. But what's currently going on here? So the first part is a sun, just like the symbol of the light and rising, and that's a big positive symbol in my life. Second is a crown, which is just a symbol of like power and strength, nobility. It similar to a sun. And then because there's a big spirituality aspect of barefoot shoes for me. And this I haven't talked about this with the brand a lot yet, because right now I'm sort of just like putting the shoes out there and trying to make the best shoe that I can and get it out there. But really with barefoot shoes, it's a shift in your mindset. It's rather than being in this sort of like high heel lifestyle of I need arch support. I'm reliant on these brands. I need all these things. I need for my health. I need. It's a tool for you to shift your mindset and take the responsibility onto yourself. It's I have this tool now, and I'm going to develop my own foot muscles and become more aligned. And I think that there's a connection between physical alignment and spiritual mental alignment too. So you can't be mentally sound if you are physically out of whack. And so that's something I'm building out too. So re realistically, if you look at the TOLOS, one day I saw like a little face with the OLO, and I was like, huh, that's kind of.
Okay, and so yeah, when I look at it, like initially I thought like sun, light, those type of things, and it also sort of has a looks like gears, right? So if you look at like gears on a bicycle, whatever, or like a gears, so like shifting gears in your life or changing gears, those type of things. So as I was going through and trying to figure it out, those are the thoughts that came into my mind.
Kind of came out as being like a gear looking thing. It's kind of mechanical. It's a little too mechanical for what I'm hoping for though, for the brand. So yeah, it's this is what it is now. But this symbol's already vintage in a way, but I won't change it outwardly for a while.
Let's talk. So one of the things that I believe and have seen over the years through studying, and so being a wrestling coach, right? I'm a head wrestling coach, which means that you're the CEO of the program, just like somebody's the CEO of their business or whatever. So I don't just study wrestling. Like I'm studying what are the Super Bowl winning football coaches doing? What are CEOs of great businesses doing? Because principles are principles. And once you know those principles, then you can start to apply them. So what are some of the principles that you learned maybe through hockey and just that grind and becoming an athlete that you and the travel too, that you've been able to apply as an entrepreneur, as a person starting your own business and developing your own business?
This is one thing that I'm really proud of with and this is and who knows like how much control I personally have over this, but the biggest lesson I was talking to my dad about this 2 days ago. The biggest one of the biggest lessons that I learned and a lot of other guys at DU learned on that national championship team was the importance of playing a role. And I came into DU and I was a good player, and I was a good player, but it was a humbling experience. I was coming into this bigger program with bigger, better players, bigger personalities, bigger pressure, all these things. And I hadn't learned yet that to find a I wanted to immediately get put up to play first line, play power play, like have all this responsibility. And I hadn't earned it yet. And I didn't know how to earn responsibility. What I learned was that the best way for me to earn responsibility is to start at the bottom and work incrementally and to accept a role. Because I had hopes of this role and responsibility and success, but I hadn't built out a way to it. And it wasn't until I accepted a fourth line role, killing penalties, taking faceoffs, being a good teammate, that I start, it was like, okay, now he can do this. Okay. Then we're going to give him an opportunity with some second line guys. Then we're going to give him some more leadership off the ice. Then we're going to do all these things. And so I, through that process, which was a painful, I say it in 2 minutes here, but it was a 4-year process. I learned how to take on responsibility, well, and then also just be persistent. And, like I didn't play basically for 3 years and sat the bench, and keep working hard and start to instill these principles. And then, once I had earned the opportunity, that then my success started to come. And so that's like a little convoluted way of saying it, but now I take it to this. It's like, okay, I'm going to start a shoe company. Like, how do I do that? And so, first thing I'm thinking about is like relationships. And so I get connected with some people who are helping me, start to design the shoe, and I'm making sure I'm nurturing those relationships, putting everything I can into the design of the shoe and taking it step by step. Yeah, that's sort of a long way of saying just taking on responsibility incrementally and accepting the roles as they come, and everything builds. There's like a compounding effect to it.
No, I love that. So one of the things I love about that is we are in an instant age, right? We're in a microwave society age where people, and especially young athletes, they see an athlete that they idolize or they want to be like, and they don't understand all the behind the scenes work that was put in for that athlete to end up being highly successful. So they want overnight success. And when it doesn't happen, then it's very easy for people to get discouraged. You know, and it made me think as you were talking right there, right now in the NFL, you have Geno Smith, who's having a breakout season, and he's been a backup for a number of years. I mean, he was a star in college, and then he's been a backup quarterback in the NFL. And they asked him, they said, you know, hey, now that you're the starter, you know, what's it been like being a backup? You know, was it tough to do? And he said, yeah, it was tough. He said, but man, it was a blessing. It was like one of the greatest things that ever happened in my life. He's like, first off, I'm in the NFL. Like, yeah. This has been my dream a whole life. Like, what better job could I have, right? This is my passion. And then I got to learn and build and learn and build. And now that I'm getting my opportunity, the base is there so I can jump in and do very well, you know? And so you mentioned relationships. I want to kind of come back to that too. As an entrepreneur, sometimes it could be a little lonely. It could be an island. But man, like everything else in life, like relationships matter. Who are some of the instrumental people right now that you have leaned on, learned from, that are helping you in this journey?
So basically in this Tolo's journey that I've been on, I was doing this software sales job, started doing this design work and went all in. So a year ago, I went all in. I'm 29 years old. I turned 30 in a month. But I quit my software sales job. And so I moved back home and basically like hunkered down. So my family has been the biggest support system, specifically my dad. And yeah, it's been, I'm so lucky that I have a happy, healthy home that I can come home to, and that has opened itself back up to me as a almost 30 year old, and so that I can chase my dream. So I like to work outwards. So my family it's been a huge priority of mine. And then start to look out to like my best friends. A lot of my best friends now are my teammates from Denver. A lot of them are still playing, but some of the other ones just still best friends with. And those are guys that I went to war with in a way. Like I played 4 years with them. And so I know I can trust them. Yeah, I guess sort of the long answer is I'm just trying to like consolidate my life a little bit and simplify and be a minimalist with it.
I'm a fan of minimalism anyway. So I think it's good. Now there's a very successful author, speaker, who owns a great business. So his business, I guess I'll say this real quick. Bob Bodine is the guy, and I've had Bob on the podcast before, and I've read a couple of his books. He is phenomenal. One of the best speakers I've ever heard in leaders. And Bob is the company he runs. He's like sort of a, I guess you can call them headhunters, but he's the guy that when Colorado football needed a head coach, they hired Bob, and he went and spoke to Deion Sanders and then worked out the deal, and they got Deion there, right? So that's one of the things that he does. He gets the right people and the right fit on a lot of colleges, NFL teams, and then CEOs of companies and things like that. But Bob has this incredible book called The Power of Who, and he talks about really everything you need to be successful is right around you. And we often don't go and look right there. We go out and we look for all these other resources and these other people. And a lot of times you already know the people that you need to be successful. You just either haven't thought about asking those people, or you just don't realize, like, hey, this guy has connections, right? And so whenever you ask this person, all of a sudden he opens a door for you, somebody else opens a door. So I always think it's pretty cool to look at relationships. Of course, relationships are one of the biggest things in life, but those that are around you, those that are helping you on the journey, and then having parents that are supportive. And I like the word that you use, hunker down, because sometimes when you're building something, that's what exactly what you got to do. You got to just hunker down, you got to focus, and then just go to work and start building. Jumping into action is something I admire too, because a lot of people are afraid to do that because they're afraid of failure. So what's the thing inside of you that said, I'm going to overcome fears and I'm just going to jump into action and go?
So yeah, that's a great point too. So obviously you don't, there's a quote I love, you don't just show up at the Stanley Cup. I didn't just like have a great shoe company or whatever this is. Like for years I was like, should I start a shoe company? Like, am I actually gonna do this? Am I gonna compete with Nike? Am I gonna like what am I who do I think I am? So I had all these fears. And I got some encouragement from some people around me who were like, you're actually, I think you're onto something here. And so that kind of pushed me in the direction too. And then the final straw was that I saw a company pop up here, who you actually had on your podcast before. And I reached out to them and I was like, yo, I love barefoot shoes. Like, obviously I'm like who I am now. Like, I'm like, I love barefoot shoes. I'm an athlete. I want to support you guys. How can I get involved? And they're like, you seem cool. Like, come on, come, like, let's meet up. So I met up with them, and I saw their shoe, and it was clear to me that they weren't making a barefoot shoe. And it felt to me like they just weren't, they still weren't making a barefoot shoe. It was too narrow, too much cushion. And it had a ton of hype around it. And I was like, okay, if people are going to be happy about this, I've seen enough of these companies pop up, I'm going to go for it.
Tell us a little bit about the actual shoe. Cause if anybody, and beyond just barefoot shoes, like I've been like a shoe nerd my entire life. I still remember because when I was growing up, I used to cut grass. My dad was a coach and a teacher, and in the summer times I cut grass. And
Me
so,
too.
yeah, so I got a little mowing job when I was a third grader, our neighbor across the street. So my dad would help me over there, push mowing and all that stuff, and save my money. And I bought my own school shoes that year, and I bought some really cool Nikes. And then from then on, I always bought all my own shoes and started buying, the business got big and I started buying some clothes and all that. But shoes have been my thing forever. My wife teases me. I have backed way off on my shoe purchases since I became a father of four now, right?
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. But I still absolutely love shoes. Okay. So if anybody else out there is a sneakerhead like I am, but especially with barefoot shoes, tell us about the construction of the shoe, what makes them different. And I know just looking at them and reading about them and seeing you on a YouTube interview, which was phenomenal with Jake that Fit Friends. That's what really caught my interest. Like, I got to try these shoes, man. These look like everything I've been sort of dreaming up in a shoe. So,
Yeah.
tell me about the construction and all that.
The three features that are going to be consistent in all my shoes are the wide toe box, the zero drop, and the thin flexible. So, for the wide toe box, that's one thing in the barefoot shoe world that's one of my complaints that I've had is a lot of the toe boxes, they just look funky. Either it's like a weird shape to it. So many of us, we want to have these shoes that we can wear, but people are like, oh, they look weird. But they don't have to look weird. They could look cool. So I found, I mean, I obviously I'm a barefoot shoe sneakerhead too. So I've got basically every barefoot shoe. So I sort of was like, okay, I want the toe box of this shoe. We're gonna shift it a little bit so that it's shaped like this, and then I want the heel of this shoe. So we developed a custom last. So that's been one of the things that I'm proud of is the shape of the shoe and sort of the silhouette is it looks like a good shoe, ideally. So it's got a wide toe box that doesn't put any pressure on the big toe, that's hopefully wide enough for the biggest audience that I can. There's obviously complaints. Some people want wider, some people it's too wide, but it's basically the best I could do. The construction of it is it's the sole is 3.5 millimeters of rubber, and there's 1.5 millimeters of lugs. And I basically compare these to Primus Lights, the Vivo Barefoot Primus Lights. That was the shoe that I trained in for years. And one of my complaints about their shoe is that the sole is very slick. And I sort of think it's like partially a European thing that they just sort of have shoes that are designed that way. But I wanted to have a little bit of tread there because in training, I want you to be able to cut on whatever surfaces, and I want you to have some grip and some tact. So there's some texture in the sole. So 3.5 millimeters of rubber, and then there's it's called strobel board. It's basically like a thick sort of like cardboardy sole material. So that's sewn in. And then the upper was based on the look of it was based on an Adidas Ultra Boost. Three shoes actually. An Adidas Ultra Boost. Most broadly, because that's a shoe that I saw, like, it's an athletic shoe that people aren't going to be doing super high level athletics in. But it's an athletic shoe that you can wear out all the time. So the look is sort of, a Vivo Bear or a, Adidas Ultra Boost. Also, an APL, Tech Loom Tracer. Just thinking about APL, they're the brand of shoes that used to be the Lululemon shoes, and it's just a good looking athletic shoe. It doesn't have the barefoot qualities that I want, but it's a good looking, well constructed shoe, and it also has that sock top around the ankle, and then actually the biggest influence on the style of the shoe is a Salomon S-Lab Ultra, which is a trail running shoe. And that has almost a very similar construction. It's much more technical. It comes in black and red. It's for trail running, but it has that sock inner and then the mesh outer. So I just wanted to simplify that, combine all of those. So yeah, that's it. And I can sort of hold it up here. So there's this part here is a mesh booty is what we call it. And it cuts off about here. So it's a three-quarter booty and it really holds your foot snug here. One of the biggest complaints is that it's pretty stiff here. And so we're working on making this area a little stretchier so that you can get in. But honestly, it's not that big of a deal. You can get it on. If it's an issue, I'll exchange it. But yeah, so there's the inner booty, and then the outer is a little more performant. It's like a more tight knit mesh, and it's got a water repellent coating just for a little bit more protection, especially with the whites. And then it's got TPU toe caps. I was just thinking for protection, especially if you're like cutting and you're putting a lot of pressure on the shoe, just to try to have some reinforcement. And then one thing too with this version of the shoe is that there's an internal TPU. So all the way around there's TPU. And my thought with that was really around like training and cutting. If you're putting lateral pressure on the shoe, I didn't want it to bust out. But what's happened with it is that because there's so much like stability on the side, so I tried building this toe cap so that the break of the shoe would land perfectly. But what's happened is some combination of this plastic going a little too far and the internal TPU, it's making some shoes break here, which is putting pressure on some people's pinky toes. This is only like less than 5% of people, but it's still something that's correctable. So yeah, that's sort of the shoe.
Yeah. And it is and we'll have of course, the website in the show notes. But it is a good looking shoe. And to be honest, like three of the things when I looked at it, right, when I just very first saw it, that caught my eye right away. One is it doesn't have, it's a wide toe box, but it doesn't have the big funky looking toe box. Some of my very first ultras I had back in the day kind of looked like bowling shoes or clown shoes in a way. And ultra has changed that a bit. But sometimes with certain barefoot style shoes or minimalist shoes, they have just a really weird shaped toe box and just doesn't, it's not aesthetically pleasing. So yours is, it looks like a regular shoe, looks like an athletic training shoe. If a shoe has a sock booty in it, I'm in probably right away. Even my wrestling shoes, I only wear wrestling shoes.
Same.
Yeah. And then that also means I don't have to tie my shoes. And yours, like you can just wear untied because the sock booty keeps it tight. I love that. So when I saw that right away, I'm like, dude, I got to get this shoe. So those are big pluses aesthetically. And then just the way they feel and fit as well.
Exactly. And I think that's such a cool look too. Like, if you go loose, like that's how I wear these shoes now, is if you loosen the laces all the way, these fan out and it's loose and it still holds it securely. You can do all your training in it, with it tied or with it untied. So yeah, that's, I just think that's a cool look. Like, I think that's nice. So I appreciate that you like that too.
Yeah, absolutely. They're some of my favorite things. So, all right, as we get ready to sort of round this out, there's some questions I always like to ask at the end. Expound upon these as much as you want. I believe everybody's been given like God-given gifts and abilities. And of course, it's part of our responsibility to hone those and then utilize those in life. But I want to call it your genius. What would you say is your genius?
My genius is, that's a great question. My genius is probably my perseverance. And my sort of ability to just sort of like hunker down, like we talked about before, and delay gratification, because that's sort of how it was for me in college. Like I sat the bench for 4 years, but working hard, having a good attitude. I lost my mom. She had breast cancer. I lost her, when I was 16. But I'm an optimist, and realistically, I think it's been a positive for me overall. Something like working on these shoes, I had to take this big risk where I left this corporate job and I moved back home and I had no money and I wasn't doing what everybody else was doing. And that was really hard on me, honestly. Like, and thank God it's working out right now. Because it's been basically 2 years of being hunkered down and like having no social life. Just sort of an ability to, and at the end of the day too, like getting to my competitive spirit, that perseverance is really in combination with having a relentlessness. Like that was always a hallmark of my hockey career, was just sort of like relentlessly improving in as many ways as I can, being a good leader. And like with these shoes, it's so easy. The factory will mess something up and there's a million times where I could have been like, ah, it's okay, let's just move on and do this. And that's the mistake I think so many of these companies are making, is mistakes are being made and they're not correcting them with the factory or whatever. So yeah, just, I've been super detail oriented and just hoping to persevere. And it seems like it's working a little bit.
All right. That is a great genius to have. So, and it's inspirational, man. And so the subtitle of my podcast is Coaching Inspiration and Faith, right? So I love to bring on people with inspirational stories and people that are doing things that inspire me. Hopefully that's inspiring other people as well, right? And that's what this is for me. Okay. So.
Yeah. Thank you. And thanks for having me. And thanks for, there's also been a big element of this that's been a faith journey for me too, where I'm coming to my faith in the last couple years here, and that's been amazing. And that's really given me a lot of principles for living my life the right way and running a business and having good relationships with people. So I appreciate to hear that that's a part of your life too, and wish you the best of luck with that.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Last question here. Answer one or answer all three. I call these the three H's. All right. So tell me about a hero, a hardship, or a highlight in your life, or a little of each. Hero, hardship, highlight.
Hero and hardship. So my mom got cancer when I was 2 years old, and she was given like 9 months to live. She ended up living for 14 years. That's in itself, that's a pretty heroic, and it's a great show of perseverance. So I think that's really where, and she always had a good attitude and was always treating people well. And so that's where I learned a lot of that from her. That really built into my hockey career and let me get to a point that I was able to win a national championship and have a lot of success and have the validation of being a winner. And so she was a huge impact on that.
Excellent. Yeah, that is extremely heroic. And I loved, the fact that for you, and you mentioned it earlier, you know, it's something that, of course, that's definitely a hardship as well. But it's something, you're an optimist, and you know the positivity or the good things that's done in your life as well, man. And, some people are just listening to this, beginning to see your facial expressions as you talk about it is also a great thing as well. So, all right, Evan, how can we connect with you, right? So website, social media, those type of things for people that want to buy Tolos, and I'm encouraging everybody. Again, I haven't got to try them yet. Mine actually come in tomorrow, but I'm a researcher, so everything I've read, researched, watched, whatever, I'm pumped to try these shoes.
Yeah. And they're not perfect. It's my first pair. So, that's another thing too, is I'm really open to feedback. So if you want something, you want improvements, there's features that you need, or it's not working right, let me know. And I'm here to work with you. I'm most active on my Instagram at Tolos, Tolos. The website is Wear Tolos, Wear Tolos. And that's sort of it. You can read, there's a chat bot on the website. I'm customer service. I'm everything. So you can DM me on Instagram. You can send an email through the website. You can use the chat bot. I'll answer it as soon as I can. And I'm here to take care of everybody. So thanks for having me, and letting me talk about this. And then for the listeners, thanks for being patient and thinking about this, because it's a paradigm shift to think about your foot health and all these things. So I appreciate people being open to that.
Yeah. And I'm going to have the links on my, on the show notes as well. So people can go directly to the link, click on it, and then go check out Tolos. So Evan, again, man, thank you so much. I appreciate you being on. This has been awesome. And, what you're doing is inspirational to me, not just because I dig shoes and like the way they look, man, but the overall journey is why I wanted to have you on here.
Thanks, Chad. You're the man.
Appreciate it. So everybody, this has been another episode of Perspective with Coach P. May God bless you, smile upon you, give you peace. And until next time, we're out. Have you ever been to Disney World, Disneyland, a Disney cruise, any of the Disney properties? I know for my family, it's one of our absolute favorite things to do. We've been to Disney World several times. We love it. When they say it's magical, it truly is. For us, it's a family favorite. So if you are planning any sort of Disney vacation, I want to give you the hookup. I know the best travel advisor who specializes in Disney. Her name is Lori Parks. If that name sounds familiar, Parks, yes, she is my wife. Lori is awesome at what she does. She loves all things Disney, passionate about it, and she wants to help you plan your trip. It can be confusing. The travel, what do we do when we get there? Where are we staying at? How do we get into the parks? She'll take care of it all. So if you want a free, no obligation quote, I want you to contact Lori. You can do so at loriparks25@gmail.com. That's Laurie Parks25@gmail.com. Get with Lori. She'll give you that free, no obligation quote, and you guys can work out your next Disney vacation. It'll be a magical time that you and your family will cherish for years to come.
Podcast complete. Now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins. Tell Satan to stay up off of me. With a new step. CSL.